Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, second class, June 23, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, verses 15 and 16 now sound like this. For what is working out of me, that is what I am producing, sin, human good, and evil, I do not understand, for what I desire and wish and want to do, these things I am not practicing and accomplishing. But what I hate, what I detest, these things I keep on doing. Now, if I keep on doing this very thing that I absolutely do not desire or want to do, I agree with the Mosaic Law that if the Mosaic Law is still honorable, praiseworthy, and unobjectionable. Now, verse 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it. This is the adverb nuni with the conjunction de plus the adverb uketi with the personal pronoun ego, plus the present middle indicative of the verb kat ergadzomai, plus the accusative singular neuter of autos. The post-positive conjunction de, this time, is used as a conjunction of contrast. It is correctly translated, but the adverb of time nuni means now, so literally this says, but now. However, Arndt and Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 548, says that in our verse, the idea of time is weakened or entirely absent, and that this should be correctly translated as the situation is, but as the case really stands, or but in this situation. And we're going to translate it, but in this situation. And then the adverb uketi, O-U-K-E-T-I, uketi. And uketi means no more, no further, no longer. We'll translate it no longer. But in this situation, no longer, the personal pronoun ego, I, and then the verb kat ergadzomai. K-A-T-E-R-G-A-Z-O-M-A-I. Kat ergadzomai. Now, kat ergadzomai means to achieve, to accomplish, to do, to perform. The present tense is an iterative present. You would diagram the iterative present that way. It's the present tense of repeated action. The middle voice is deponent, middle in form, but active in meaning. The indicative mood, once again, is declarative. Presenting this from the viewpoint of reality, certainty, fact. And then the intensive pronoun autos is used for the third person personal pronoun and correctly translated it. So this says in corrected translation, but in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it. By my own bad decisions, I have put my soul under the control of the sin nature. I have put myself back into slavery to the sin nature. So that's what he's saying. But in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it, because by his own bad decisions, I have put my soul back under the authority and control of the sin nature. And then we have, but sin that dwelleth in me. And this is the conjunction Allah plus the nominative singular of hamartia plus the articular present active participle of oikeo plus the prepositional phrase en plus the dative singular of the personal pronoun ego. Allah. A-L-L-A. Allah. Allah is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, correctly translated, but. And it sets up a contrast between, we get three things here. One, a contrast between what the believer desires to do or wants to do with what he is actually doing. Sets up a contrast between what the believer desires and wants to do with what he is actually doing. Two, sets up a contrast between desiring to please the Lord with the reality of not pleasing the Lord. Sets up a contrast between the desiring to please the Lord with the reality of not pleasing the Lord. Third, sets up a contrast between being under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ with putting oneself back under the authority of the sin nature. A contrast between being under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ with putting oneself back under the authority of the sin nature. And we know it's the sin nature because it's hamartia in the singular. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. Hamartia in the singular is the sin nature. And then we have the verb oikeo. O-I-K-E long O. Oikeo. Now, oikeo, from the verb oikeo, we have oikos, which is house. Oikeo means literally to live in a house, to dwell, to have as one's habitation. The articular participle is a substantival participle. It functions as a noun, and it should be correctly translated, which old sin nature keeps on living. And he's living in a house too. He's living in your body. Keeps on living, N plus the dative of ego, in me. In our body. That's the house. But in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it, because the sin nature, which keeps on living in me. One. This summarizes the first attack of the former husband, the sin nature. This summarizes the first attack. Verses 15 to 17, we have the first attack of the sin nature. So this summarizes the first attack of the former husband, the sin nature. But in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it, but the sin nature which keeps on living in me. 2. Even though at salvation, faith in Christ, we are divorced from the sin nature, our first husband, through the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive positional truth, he still lives, oikeo, he still lives in our body. So even though with salvation, faith in Christ, we're divorced from the sin nature, our first husband, through the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive positional truth, he still lives, oikeo, in our body. 3. At salvation, faith in Christ, we are married to our new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the baptism of the Spirit, current positional truth, so that now we have living in our body also God the Holy Spirit, our new marriage counselor. So at salvation, faith in Christ, we are married to our new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the baptism of the Spirit and current positional truth, so that now we have God the Holy Spirit living in our body, our new marriage counselor. So, 4. Now we have the great inner conflict between the sin nature and God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. And that's the conclusion. Galatians was written by the Apostle Paul after Romans. It is in Romans 7, 15 to 25, our passage, the end of chapter 7, that Paul goes over and defines and amplifies and describes in detail this war going on inside of every believer. Galatians 5, 16 and 17 is the conclusion of what he is teaching now in Romans 7, 15 to 25. So now we have the great inner conflict between the sin nature and the Holy Spirit. 5. This verse does not imply that we're not responsible for our sin, human good, and evil that we commit. And there are some people that read this and they want to conclude, but in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it. It's that lousy sin nature which keeps on living in me. And so they say, see, it's not my fault. The sin nature made me do it. And that's kind of like saying the devil made me do it. Whatever you do, you choose to do so by your own free will. So this verse does not imply that we are not responsible for our sin, human good and evil that we commit. 6. Our volition is always involved when we succumb to the temptations of the sin nature with its lust patterns and commit sin, human good, and evil. Our volition is always involved when we succumb to the temptations of the sin nature with its lust patterns and commit sin, human good, and evil. 7. No one ever commits a sin, known or unknown, without the involvement of his own free will. Your own free will, your own volition. No one ever commits a sin or gets involved in human good or evil, known or unknown, without the involvement of his free will, his volition. 8. So, volition is your part. Lust is the sin nature's part. Free will is your part. Lust, temptations to get involved in and fulfill lust is the sin nature's part. 9. Paul is not denying the involvement of his volition. Paul is not denying the involvement of his volition, but he is renouncing the function of the sin nature that is living in his human body. Paul is not denying the involvement of his volition, his free will, but he is renouncing the function of the sin nature living in his human body. 10. Only the filling of the Spirit and the Word of God that you learn and believe and is in your heart can offset the solicitation and the seduction of the sin nature towards sin, human good, and evil. Only the filling of the Spirit and the Word of God that you've learned and believed and is in your heart can offset the solicitation and seduction of the sin nature towards sin, human good, and evil. 11. The believer who is living the spiritual life, the believer who is living the Spirit-filled life with maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, he understands the issue. He understands the problem. He understands the issue. Therefore, he puts himself by his free will, by the good decisions, he puts himself under the authority of Jesus Christ and fulfills the mandates of Christ to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Therefore, he, the believer living the spiritual life, puts himself under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and fulfills the mandates of Christ and at the same time renounces and rejects the sin nature with its lust patterns. Therefore, the winner believer puts himself under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and obeys the mandates of Christ to live the spiritual life of the church age, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, to have virtue, love brought to completion in the heart. And therefore, he renounces and rejects the sin nature with its lust patterns. As we live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we will avoid the temptations and seduction of the sin nature. The more we will say, when the temptations come from the sin nature up to the guardian of our soul, our free will volition, the more we will say, "No way, Jose. No. I'm not even tempted because I love Jesus Christ more than anything else in my life. I love the Lord Jesus Christ as my most important love. And he is the authority and he has given me mandates. And after all he accomplished for me." And you see, the winner believer knows what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished for him. Knows what he did for you when you were at your worst. And yet he went to a cross, took your sins and my sins, and the judgment that we deserved, he took it in our place once and for all on the cross. And the winner believer has grown up in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who and what he is and what he's done for them. And when you get to that point, no way, no way, after all Jesus Christ did for me, and you're sending up these temptations to slap him in the face? No way. I say no. And I say yes to Jesus Christ, and I say yes to the fantastic plan he has. I say yes to his grace. I say yes to his power. And you advance and advance and advance. And you glorify God to the maximum. And when you come time for you to go home, and we're not here very long, you'll be absent from the body, face to face with the Lord. And following the rapture at the judgment seat of Christ, Jesus Christ will say, well done, good and faithful servant. And you will have crowns and rewards and greater grace blessings, not just for you to show off, but that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. Well, that's the first attack. Now that brings us to verses 18 and 20. 18 to 20, the second attack of the ex-husband. And that's where we'll start next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. For we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.